Now, Matt Barker, our very own Matt Barker, something else I've been talking about, Matt Barlow, has been out and about in the Peak District with trail runner Nick Cook, asking people, you know, what should they do? How should we get involved with trail running? How should we keep fit if we do this new form of sport?
So you'd prefer to run rather than go to the gym then?
I think so, and I would prefer to do that, but I think there's always a place for both of them, and I think that using a gym in conjunction, or using strengthening exercises in conjunction with running, one complements the other, and in particular preparing the body to run and undoing some of the damage that we do to our bodies by the amount of time we spend sitting. Strength exercises such as squats and lunges can really help with that.
So there'll be people listening to this that have got a New Year's resolution to do more exercise in 2013. How should they go about doing more running?
The first thing is don't just go out and run. You'll probably get 5-10 minutes down the road, you'll probably go off too hard, and you're going to think, oh, how on earth am I going to manage to do this for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, or whatever. So combine running and walking. So the first session I'd suggest to people is go out, walk for 5 minutes, then alternate 5-10 minutes of 30-minute running and a minute walking. And try and maintain the same level of effort running as you do walking. So don't let yourself get out of breath. You should be able to maintain a conversation. Keep it light, keep it easy, because that's the pace you're going to be able to sustain. I think a lot of the problem is that a lot of people's last experience of running is playing hockey at school or whatever. So they can sprint, and that's what they do when they run. But you can't sprint for 5-10K.
And your book details how to train for a marathon. So those people who have done the odd race and are really fancying this, psychologically though, I know from personal experience, there could be quite a few barriers to break down there.
Yeah, definitely. I think one of the biggest barriers is people talk about the wall in marathon running, which, you know, there's this thing that apparently exists at 18, 20 miles where the body packs up and it all goes wrong. I would say, based on my own experience, that most people who hit the wall, they do so because of a few reasons. It's because they haven't trained enough, they haven't eaten and drunk enough on the way around their marathon, and they've gone off way too quickly. If you cover those three bases, you won't hit the wall and you'll breeze through 26.2 miles.
Is running a growing sport, do you think, in this country? Do you think because of the Olympics last year in 2012, because people have seen athletes like Mo Farah come through, that we'll see more decent top-level runners now?
I think it will trickle through, and I think we're seeing a boom in this country in endurance sports, full stop. I mean, cycling, you know, is on a massive high, triathlon's on a massive high as well, and running as well. And I think more people are getting their kids into running and stuff like that because it's a cheap and accessible sport to do. You know, you need to get a pair of running shoes, you need to take them down to a local track club, and that's it. There's no expensive kit, and it's just easy to do. And hopefully we'll see those kids then coming through and succeeding in Rio and after that as well.
You've also detailed a few exercises to help people improve as runners. Can you demonstrate one of those now?
Yeah, I think the most important exercise that, and if they're going to do one exercise, is an exercise called a single leg squat. This exercise, you'll often have physios will give this to runners when they've got an injury, but I think that's shutting the stable door after the horse is gone. So if you can do this exercise and build up that functional strength beforehand, then that's great. It's a really simple one to do.
So you're just going to demonstrate it now then?
Yep. All you need to do...
So you're just moving the dog out the way?
All you need to do is find, like, edge of a sofa or a bed or a bench or something like that. Stand your back to it, balance on one leg, it might take a bit of time to get that right as well, and then really think about engaging the muscles in your backside, because that's what's doing the work, and that's the muscle you're trying to wake up, because that's the muscle that switches off of sitting down. Then all you're going to do is you're going to gently lower, touch, and stand.
You seem pretty experienced at doing that, quite confident at doing that. I'm guessing a lot of people, when they start off with that, their balance will be all over the place.
And... yeah, exactly. And that's what you're developing. You're developing those core stabilizer muscles, those stabilizer muscles in your glutes, and that's what holds you strong when you're running. And that's another benefit of getting off-road and running, in the fact that you're really taxing those muscles so much more than when you're just plodding mindlessly on the tarmac.
So it seems that running is a growing sport and more people are taking it up. And I think the message there is just a bit at a time and mix it with other exercises as well.
North Derbyshire reporter Matt Barlow talking to Nick Cook. If you want to know more about Nick's training methods, then he's got marathon training in his book, available now.